This is Gloria Minot Presents.
My guest is David Baldacci. His latest book, The Width of the World. He's called a master craftsman by the Associated Press and one of the greatest thriller writers of the last decade by Strand Magazine. He joins me this morning to talk about his latest book. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning. Thank you.
And thank you for joining me. Well, we can talk about the latest book. You've done so many. How many bestsellers have you had, Mr. Baldacci?
Let's see. In total, 41.
My heavens, that's a lot of writing, and that's a lot of good books. How is experience in writing? You've been writing fantasy for teens and adults. How has that experience been?
Yeah, it's been kind of uplifting and recharging, almost like a catharsis. I sort of made my reputation writing mysteries and thrillers. But as a kid, I loved reading fantasy and always wanted to sort of, you know, participate in that genre. And a number of years ago, decided I wanted to, you know, start a series. And it's been great going to book signings now where I have lots of adults come in, obviously, but not lots of kids, lots of teenagers and young people who are coming in with books. And I think the more people read books, the much better world we'll have. I wish everybody read, because I think we'd have a much better world.
I think so, too. You love writing about strong female characters. Why?
That's all I know. You know, a very strong female was my mother, a very strong female was my sister, and I'm married to a force of nature in my wife, Michelle.
Yes.
So that's all I know, and I don't write about damsels in distress because I don't happen to know any. And I'm very comfortable writing from the female perspective, and I think it's important to have very strong female characters in books. Not the sidekick, not the second person, not the foil, but someone who can lead, who can be the main character, the protagonist in a novel, and show that, you know, women can do everything that they set their minds out to do. And but it's been great to see this character sort of grow from the first book now to the third book. And you know, she's had her ups and downs. She's made mistakes. She's had self-doubts, but she keeps fighting and keeps pushing through.
You mentioned your wife, Michelle. You both have a foundation, and you're from right here in Virginia.
Yes, the Wishy Well Foundation. We've had it for 17 years now, and we fund literacy organizations and programs across the country. We put millions of dollars into it, and we funded programs in all 50 states and counting. And we will add more programs to that every year. We also have a book collection. When I'm out on tour, my fans bring in new and gently used books. And we partner with Feeding America, which runs the nation's food banks, and those books are shipped to food banks around the country. Obviously, poverty and literacy go hand in hand, so over the last 6 or 7 years, we've donated over 2 million books to food banks, and people who may never have had a book in their life, never owned a book, now have books, you know, not just adults, but kids. And I've never seen a bad result from a book being in a home. I've seen many bad outcomes because no books were in a home.
You use a pseudonym to find a publisher. Talk to us about that.
I use the name Janus Pope. Janus is the Roman two-faced god, so I was being sort of deceitful. I thought it fit. And I wanted people, you know, I wanted publishers to buy the book for the book, not because my name was attached. And they thought, oh, we can sell a million copies of this. So Scholastic bought it, and they thought the way the books are written, that someone from England had written them. So when I showed up in Manhattan at their headquarters and introduced myself as the author of The Finisher, they were quite surprised.
Any hints as to what happens next to Vega Jane? And is there a sequel in this?
Yes, the fourth book will probably be out either next year or the year after. I haven't started writing it yet, so I really don't know what's going to happen. I mean, in the back of my mind, I do, since I've set up a lot of things in the first three books. But as far as specific details of the next adventures and the next things are going to happen to her, you know, I really know nothing, but I'm really looking forward to coming up with them.
You attended the University of Virginia?
Yes.
Tell us a little about that.
I was a lawyer. I was a lawyer for 10 years, and I started writing when I was a kid, and I wrote lots of short stories, I wrote some screenplays, and had lots of rejections. I never thought that I would be a published author. I just thought, you know, I practiced law my whole career and had this nice hobby that I loved. And then I wrote a novel called Absolute Power that was made into a big film with Clint Eastwood and Gene Hackman. That just really changed my life, and then all of a sudden I was this, you know, global best-selling thriller writer. Really had no grand plan to be one, but I just loved to write and had an idea for a cool story and, you know, haven't looked back since.
Do you have a sense as to how many languages your books have been translated in?
About 50 so far, yes.
A lot of books.
Yeah.
David Baldacci.
Which is great, you know, the whole world is reading. It's great.
Yes, and I wish you, as you said, we would read more. You wouldn't have time to be at wars, different wars.
That's right.
with ourselves and others. David Baldacci, The Width of the World is his latest book. Thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Take care. Bye-bye.